7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday with Goldfish in the background. It's time once again for the Tops and Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And today, the lovely Valencia is in with Simone Kutsia. Representing Simone, I believe it's Wolf and Woman Wines. Okay. Well, that sounds fascinating. Let's discover what Wolf and Woman Wines is all about.
So you know what? We are focusing a little bit on the female here. Why? Since it is Women's Month.
And what about me?
August.
I'm getting to this grumpy old man stage now. Why do women have a month? Why don't men have a month as well? Because I also like wine, and now we're focusing only on the women. So, okay, that's fine. I'm going to sulk in the corner.
No, we're celebrating.
I'm just joking. Come on, let's have fun. It's one of the week. So here it is, fantastic. It is Women's Month,
yeah.
And we're looking at is this a wine that is made by,
yes.
I presume, a lady?
Yeah, a young, dynamic female winemaker in the Swartland area. Her name is Yolandi Fourchier. This is her own brand, her own label, mainly focusing on Swartland fruit. So everything she does comes from that area, and obviously she's not an estate. So what she does is she finds the sources the grapes from the Swartland vineyards that are out there. It's her own label though, but she's very focused, and the people that grow for her obviously are very Swartland orientated. The fruit that grows there are sort of Grenache, Chenin, Pinotage. So she focuses very much on the stuff that actually works in Swartland.
Okay.
So you'll find in her range, although we're tasting the Grenache Rosé today, she is Pinotage, Chenin, and Grenache focused.
Wow. Well, look, it sounds fantastic. Now, I think what we should do, now that we have introduced the premise, and it's always a wonderful opportunity for us to taste the wine and then come back once we've tasted it and unpack what you, dear listener, are going to experience when you, no doubt, are able to pop along to Tops at Lifestyle. This weekend, I'm sure there's going to be a tasting of this wine. Mm-hmm. Valencia will confirm. Yes, okay. So let's play a little music and we will be back on the other side once we've opened up the Wolf and Woman
Rosé.
Rosé, pink drinks. Here we go. We'll be back. Well, we've done the deed. The bottle has been opened, the wine has been decanted, it has been tasted, and Simone is going to give us a blow-by-blow. What did you experience there?
I love the freshness of this rosé, although it is definitely dry. Let's just get that out there. This is not a sweet rosé by any means. It's a Grenache Noir rosé, so it is dry. And then nice and low in acid, low in tannin. Do you understand what I mean when I say that? It's like that grippiness is not, it's not gripping your mouth and making you sort of feel like you're sucking on a cork type of thing. So that's just a characteristic of Grenache. It's low in acid, it's low in tannin, which makes it very soft and easy drinking. So for me personally, this is like a nice, yes, it will definitely go with food. It's got enough mouthfeel there. And that probably comes from a third of this does go into barrel, which means oak. There's an oak influence, and that just gives you that beautiful rind. So it's not insipid.
Uh-huh.
It has enough mouthfeel, but then again, also you don't have to eat with it. You can certainly just enjoy it on its own.
So the label is very pretty.
Yes.
The color is very pretty.
Yeah.
It's definitely a very pretty wine, made by no doubt a very pretty lady. Four gorgeous women everywhere, because everyone is beautiful. And it's available at Tops right now for the amazing price of...
Vinesh?
The price will be $149.99. And it's going to be tasting by Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2.
So birthdays, tastings...
Saturday and Sunday.
Midday to 2 o'clock. You can pop along to Tops at Lifestyle. $149.99. Make sure that it's not $150 because that would be too expensive.
Yeah.
We would hate people to be ripped off. $149.99 is a very good price for a very good rosé. If wine, if rosé is your thing, I think you'll find this one quite charming, beguiling. It's celebrating women in wine for the month of August, and isn't that a lovely thing to do? While we're talking Tops at Lifestyle, I know that there is a competition on at the moment because we launched it last week. So just unpack for us a little bit more of the premise, Valencia.
Oh, we're still doing that competition of which you can buy any products that's worth 350 Rand in the store and stand a chance to win a very nice cabin. If you go there, it will be there by the stand in the front of the store. Write your name behind of your slip. And then put it in a box there. Stand a chance to win.
That liquor cabinet that's worth a lot of money, apparently.
It's actually 23,000.
So it's not just a piece of furniture. It's an heirloom. Well, a future heirloom. Nice. You'll get it, you know, in your lifetime, but you'll pass it on to your descendants will.
Three bottles of the Wolf and Woman Rosé will get you there.
Wow, you see, definitely. So exactly. Just buy a couple of the pink drinks and celebrate Women's Month in style, and then you'll be eligible for the big prize. So, once again, it's been a Tops Wine of the Week extraordinaire with Simone Kutsia representing the Wolf and Woman wines. And in this particular case, the rosé, very attractive bottle. You won't miss it on the shelf. It'll talk to you, shall we say. It's attractive. Good priced wine. At the competition at Tops, when you go in for tasting this weekend, you can enter the competition. We'll be holding thumbs. Valencia Maguaza. Lovely to see you again. Thank you, Simone, for popping through.
Thank you
to Tops at Lifestyle for, once again, the wine of the week. The afternoon show continues.